رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Welcome to the tutorial today. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan for coming out. What we have today is the following things that we have to finish. We have to discuss a few things that are with us today, inshallah. Is number one, we'll start off with a bit of conjugation practice. The reason why I am suggesting we start off with conjugation practice is because I saw in the class that people are struggling with conjugation and that's not good. So what can we do to remedy that? Let us try to practice that, shall we? People, you with me? That's okay, very good. All right, so we had to finish the ayah of Quran or the فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. So I'm going to do the following. So we studied this ayah in class. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, right? So what we will do is we will take razaq, conjugate razaqnahum, okay? And we'll also conjugate present tense of it, yarzuqu, and then we'll conjugate yunfiqun. Okay, so that's the words we're picking out of the words to conjugate. Okay, that we're picking out are these ones. Okay, so let us do the following. We're gonna pick razaqa from ayah number 3 here. That's the one that we left off, right? We're also going to conjugate yunfiqun. Okay. These are, and then, you know, like razaqnahum, so razaqa, the present, past and present, and the command. Yunfiqun, past, present, command, like that. Okay. So we're going to get a little heavy into the conjugation if you're okay with that. Yes? Because we need that practice, I feel. What do you all feel? Right?
Yes.
Barakallahu feekum. Another word that's coming up that I think we can practice before it comes up in the tutorial, before it comes up in the class. I'm looking for family two, maybe. Okay, we'll start with these. Okay, first, let's write out the families. Okay, so I need the past tense. I have the past tense here. Then I need the present tense, command, mustar, ism fa'il, which is the actor. Ism maf'ul, the acted upon. You can remember the actor as fa'il, okay, because that's the pattern for it. And the maf'ul, acted upon by the pattern, maf'ul, because that's the pattern for it. Okay, all right. So, sorry, I'm just adjusting my camera here. It's gone a little messy. All right. That's how you can remember the patterns a little bit better. Now, let's start. What is the root letters here? What are the root letters? Simple question.
Can we speak?
Yes, of course. Well, amazing. Ra, za, and ka. So I will type that in my EdgeTall search engine here. Yes. Amazing. Miller award the brother who or sister who made EdgeTall. Okay, here I find her. Yes. Please tell me the Present tense.
يرزقكم.
جميل. ير يرزقكم. It says you after the dictionary. Correct. The you is the tashkil of R2. People, are you with me? Am I recording this? I am, right? Yes. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, ya ruzuku. Okay. Now, the mustar usually is in the brackets, right? You remember that, correct? Usually is in the brackets. Here, I don't know, Hans, where was Miskin? Didn't write it in brackets for some reason. Here he wrote it indented over here. You see that? He wrote it indented over here. So the master is, command tense. How do I make command?
Can I ask you a question? Isn't the intended indented one normally the ism?
Correct.
But master is an ism, isn't it?
Master is an ism, exactly. So the intent of it is, yes, it is an ism. And the first ism he lists usually is the master. Okay? Now, I will start by writing tarzuku. You with me, people? Tarzuku. Okay? That's how we start. Why tarzuku? Command tense?
You.
Because the actor is you, right? The fa'il is you. Okay. And what do I do to make command?
Chop.
So I chop. Chop. Now, do I need to add a hamzatul wasl?
Yes.
I do, in fact. So I will add that. And then what will go on this hamzatul wasl? Dhamma. Urruzuk. Okay. Now, the master. Rizqan.
Rizq.
Why am I writing in a single mansoob? Indefinite mansoob, please. Anybody remember? Because that's how masters are used usually in Arabic. Usually they're used in this manner. So I'm just getting us used to that when we get to the Ajramiya section of it. Okay? You with me, people? Now, next one. The actor. Remember that by the pattern fa'il.
Ar-Raziq.
Ar-Raziq. The acted upon. Remember that other pattern? Maf'ul. Very good. I have a bit of a nosebleed. Sorry, I don't know what's going on. I usually don't have nosebleeds. All right. Okay. Razaqa yarzuku. Very nice. MashaAllah. That's good, yes? All right. Now, let's conjugate a fam, or let's get a family two fa'il, shall we? Okay, family two fa'il, let's do qatta'a. The root letters are qaf, ta, and ayn. And the reason why I'm picking this is because of the huruf al-muqatta'at that we studied, how we came to how they came to mean what they mean. We'll understand that by writing out the family. Okay. Now, do you want me to put up the part where it says the family, where it lists the family, or do you guys want to try without it? Okay, with it. Okay, very good. All right. Here is Qatta'a. Let me find the textbook. It's not the other one stand. All right. Oh, nice. Alhamdulillah. Tayyip, I'll put this here for now. I'd like you to tell me the present tense for Qatta'a.
يقاتلوا
very nice you قط طي او Okay. يقطعوا. All right. Now, what is the process of making command tense? Chop. Okay. Let's start with which one? With that, right? All right, chop. What do I chop?
The ta and the dhamma.
Okay, very nice. Do I need a hamzat al-wasl?
No.
I don't, alhamdulillah. That's the thing about a family too. The command tense does not need a hamzatul wasl. What are you left with? Qatta'a. Qatta'a means to cut into pieces, to dismember, to tear apart, to slash, lacerate. Okay, it's kind of violent, but that's okay. It's not only used for like a physical thing. It's also used for something that's metaphorical. Huruf al-muqatta'at, for example, as we'll see. Okay, the masdar is not listed here because the pattern is fixed. What is the pattern?
At-taqdim.
Very good. Close question.
At-taqdir.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Now, actor, here's the trick for the actor. Change the ya into a meme.
Al-muqatta'.
Very good. I'll wait for a few more people to tell me. Al Muqat. Al-Muqatta.
I'm afraid that's the only family I know at the moment.
Alhamdulillah. Don't worry, inshallah. You'll know the others as well. Okay. The acted upon. The actors are to change it to a fathah.
Al-muqatta. المقطع.
المقطع. That's it, right? And this applies, by the way, consistently. Take the ya, or take the present tense, change the meme, change the ya to meme. Alhamdulillah, you get your actor. Take your actor, change the R to kasra to a fatha, you get your acted upon. Okay, yunfiqoon. Help me out. Family 4. What's the past tense? Root letters for yunfiqoon are noon, fa, and qaf. All right. Family 4. Please think about it and then let me know. In fact, if I ask you to type the answer for the first one, please, and then we can start to do the rest. Unfaqa, past tense, yes? Unfaqa. You with me, people? Look at that. If I was to make it smaller and go down to family 4, you will see that this is the pattern, right? Aslama, anfaqa, they're all the same thing. Yes? Okay, very nice. Now, present tense. Jamil. Yun fi ku. Ahsantum. Yun fi ku. Okay. Now, command tense, what do I start with first?
Tunfiqu,
thank you. Tun. Tunfiqu. Now what do I do? Chop, chop. Chop. All right, now in family 4, which family? Family 4, and only in family 4, the following will happen. Instead of putting Hamzatul Wasl, you will put Hamzatul Qata with a Fatha. And what does it become now?
Unfiq.
There we go. Make sense, people? The master is the pattern of it is think of it as your religion. Islam. What's the pattern, people? Or what's the answer? Jamil. Infaqan. Ahsantum. Well done. Al. What do we do? Present tense, change the ya into meme. Al.
Al. Al.
And then. Change the kasra into a fatha. Al-mun فق. Mm. All right, so that's our words. Alhamdulillah. All right, now, well, this is our, sorry, this was family practice. Sounds like a doctor, but that's okay. Now we will do our conjugation. Conjugation. So we will start with razaqa. Okay. Ooh. All right. And I'm going to put the conjugation table here. Look at that. It's called the conjugation table. What else would you like? All right. It has all of them. Hmm? I would encourage you to participate by participate verbally. Okay, people? Can I have people join in? Because otherwise the typing of it will tire you out. Like, truly, it will exhaust you.
Okay.
All right, I have a few people joining in. Yes, alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Jameel. Let's start with razaqa, shall we? Okay. On three. One, two, three. Razaqa.
Razaqa.
Razaqa. Razaqa.
Razaqat.
Razaqu.
Razaqu. She.
Razaqat.
Razaqat. They both female.
Razaqat.
They female.
Razaqta.
Razaqna.
Razaqna.
Hmm. You.
Razaqta.
Razaqta. Both of you.
Razaqtuma.
You all.
Razaqtum.
You female.
Razaqti.
Razaqti. You all female.
Razaqtunna.
I.
Razaqtu.
We.
Razaqna.
Razaqna, very nice. MashaAllah, that was awesome. Jazakumullah khairan. Should I make it a little bigger, the conjugation table? Just a little bit bigger? Yeah. I'll scroll with you guys, okay? Okay, very good. Let's do qatta. Ready? Qatta'a.
Qatta'a.
Let me give you the count. One, two, three. He.
Qatta'a.
They both.
Qatta'a.
Qatta'a. Very good. They.
Qatta'u.
Qatta'u. Okay. She.
Qatta'at.
Qatta'at. Okay. Excellent. They both.
Qatta'ana.
They both. Qatta'ata. Let's do it again. On three. One, two, three. Qatta'ata. Very nice. Okay. Now, they female on three. One, two, three.
Qatta'ana.
Qatta'ana. Qatta'ana. The R3 is going to have a sukoon. The ayn, in our case, will have a sukoon. Qatta'na. Now the sukoon will remain till the very end, okay? So, you.
Qatta'ta.
Qatta'ta. Very good. You both.
Qatta'tuma.
Very good. Today your throat is getting a workout. You all.
قطعتم.
قطعتم.
قطعتم. You female.
قطعتي.
You all female.
قطعتن.
قطعتن. I.
قطعتو.
We.
قطعنا.
Very nice. Okay, last one. Anfaqa, ready? Okay. On three.
Anfaqa.
Let's wait, let me give you the count. On three. One, two, three. He.
Anfaqa.
Anfaqa. They both.
Anfaqa.
Anfaqa. They all.
أنفقوا.
She.
أنفقت.
أنفقت. Very good. They both.
أنفقتا.
أنفقتا. Very good. Now, keep in mind, RT is going to have a sukoon. Okay? On three. One, two, three. They feminine.
أنفقنا.
Very good. Okay, you.
أنفقت.
You both.
أنفقتما.
You all.
أنفقتم.
You female.
أنفقتي.
You all female.
أنفقتن.
I.
أنفقت.
We.
أنفقنا.
ما شاء الله. Very good. I kind of wish we did this every class. By that way, you would have. It would have been drilled in your head, but then I feel absolutely bored of it too, right? So
as a short drill, I think that would help.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the present tense. Present tense. Sorry. Present tense. Where is it? Oh, the present tense fail is its table is much wackier, but alhamdulillah. Ready? You're going to start with Yarzuku. Some of the brothers can join in too. Where are they? Okay. All right. People. MashaAllah. Everyone's ready. Okay. Again, keep in mind the R1 has a sukoon, right? So Ra will have a sukoon in the very beginning. Okay. On three. One, two, three. He.
يرزق.
جميل. They both.
يرزقاني.
Let's try again on three. One, two, three.
يرزقاني.
They.
يرزقونا.
All right. You.
ترزق.
Okay, actually, let's do something first. Let's pause for a sec. Okay, let's do the this first column. Do you remember this first column? Why we had it separated out? Anybody remember the reason why?
Hidden pronouns.
Excellent. Well done. Okay, let's start with that. Yarzuku, right? He. Yarzuku. All right. She.
Tarzuku.
You.
Tarzuku.
I.
Arzuku.
Mommy.
I.
Arzuku.
We.
Narzuku.
Perfect. You ready, people?
Yes.
All right. Very good. This column, right? Let's do it like this. Ready? Yarzuqani. You with me? Yarzuqani.
Yarzuqani.
Yarzuquna.
Yarzuquna.
Tarzuqani.
Tarzuqani.
Tarzuquna.
Tarzuquna.
Tarzuqina.
Tarzuqina.
You see, the five that are unique, we just quickly went through them, right? Just to kind of like remind ourselves. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, now let's put it all together in the table. Ready? On three, starting with he. One, two, three. He.
Yarzuqu.
Yarzuqu. All right. They both.
Yarzuqani.
Yarzuqani. They.
Yarzuquna.
She.
Tarzuqu.
They both.
Tarzuqani.
Now the tricky one is this one, all right? There's two sukuns here, yes? All right, on three. One, two, three.
Yarzuqna.
Yarzuqna. Amazing. You.
Tarzuqu.
Tarzuqu. Okay, you both.
Tarzuqani. Tarzuqani.
Very nice. You all.
Tarzuquna.
All right, this is a tricky one. You female.
Tarzuqina.
All right. You all female.
Tarzuqna.
Very nice. Finally, I.
Arzuqu.
Very nice. And we.
Narzuqu.
Very good. All right. Alhamdulillah. I think that is good conjugation practice. Alhamdulillah. Let's also do the command tense. Okay. So command tense, here's what you're going to do. Ready?
Only you.
Command tense, you chop, chop. Okay. And in the ones where you have the noon, you chop the noon. Ready? So you. On three. One, two, three.
Arzuq.
Urzuq.
Urzuq.
Yes?
Yes.
Urzuq. Right? We're okay with that? Urzuq, right? Because you take Hamzatul Wasal and put a Dhamma on it. Yes? Because yes. That goes. All right. You both. On three. One, two, three.
Urzuqani.
But the noon goes as well.
Urzuqa.
Urzuqa. Urzuqa. The noon is chopped. The ta is chopped. Yes? The two things that are colored are going to get chopped. Okay? I want you to kind of like... do it without, because I have one where the thing is gone, but I want you to try to do it in your head, okay? You all, on three. One, two, three.
Urzuquna. Urzuqu.
Urzuqu. Very good. Now, female, you all, on three. One, two, three.
Urzuqi.
Urzuqi. Very nice. Now this one, the noon doesn't get dropped, by the way, right? Because it's the fine. Ready? On three. One, two, three.
Urzuqna.
Urzuqna. Very nice, mashallah. How does that feel?
Good.
Oh, alhamdulillah. That's awesome. I'm very glad. And that was a good review. And we got like our conjugation juices flowing. Alhamdulillah. Again, if someone is shy to participate, no problem. But I would encourage you highly to participate, inshallah. But no problem. If I would hope that as we are going through this or doing this, you're doing it at home, at least, right? If you're not going to do it with your mic open, then do it, please, with your mic closed. Just do it somehow, please. Yes? The other thing also is that if you have, like, kids or something in the background, then no problem, alhamdulillah. It's all good. Don't use that or don't make that a reason for not having, like, the mic open or something, right? Unless you're cooking or something in the kitchen that there's, like, you know, serious, like, biryani being cooked. Then I think maybe then you shouldn't do that. Other than that, if you have, like, a little bit of background noise, no problem at all. That is, inshallah, all good. In fact, if you're cooking biryani while taking the class, I would say stop cooking biryani while taking the class. Please finish your class and then go cook. All right. I need the smell of biryani, though. It'll be distracting you, Brother Mushfiq. It'll be a distraction. You need your brain to focus on the conjugation, not the biryani.
It's lunchtime here, so it's difficult.
Right? Oh, my God. All right. So, Quran... the verses, the remaining Quran verses, All right, which one is that? This guy, right? فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُولَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَوِيَةٍ. This is the one we did not finish, unfortunately. Let us try to translate it, inshallah ta'ala. People, are you with me? Okay, and then we will finish this, and then alhamdulillah, our study of those ayahs is complete. And then we have a few minutes to practice alladhi with some random sentences that I'll give you. Okay, fa means?
So then.
So then, very good. So then, okay. So slash then. Amma. Amma is translated generally as for, okay? As for, you see that? You read the people. Amma is as for. This is not to be confused with like Amma, which is Urdu for mother, right? But this is just Amma. Man. Man.
From.
A who. Man is a who. Very good. Okay. What is from? What's the word for from?
Min.
Right? Man is a ism or a harf? Man is ism. Ism. It's a mausul, in fact. Min is a
harf.
Harf, in fact, right? So the you see one kasra changes stuff, so many things, yes?
Yeah.
All right. Thaqulat. 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 Past tense fail. Ahsanti. Heavy. Right? Thaqula is for something to be heavy. Something to be heavy. So we will say with the correct pronoun, please. Just can you tell me that? Just translate thakhulat with the correct pronoun past tense.
She.
She weighs heavy?
Or she slash it was
heavy.
Heavy. Correct? Excellent. Of course, she. Why am I putting it there as well? Because if something is singular, feminine, then what happens?
It's a.
She is used to refer to it, right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Coming to that, Sister Nadia. All right, mawazinuhu, mawazinuhu. Any guesses for mawazinuhu?
Two words.
Two words. What is the word mawazin? Excuse me. What is the word mawazin?
It's an ism and it's plural.
Plural, you're correct. Scales. Very good. Scales. From the singular, mawazin. Singular is mizan. Have you heard this word?
Yes.
Mizan. From the root. From the root. Wa. Zana. To weigh something. To weigh something. To weigh. And mizan is the scale. Okay. Now, the mizan on the Day of Judgment is what? The scales on the Day of Judgment. Correct? Yeah. And these scales are measuring what? Or weighing what?
Our deeds.
They're going to weigh the deeds. And then you would say, well, why not count the deeds? Why weigh the deeds? Because the quality of the deed is represented by its weight. The quantity is represented by its number. So somebody may have less number, but more weight. More weight to their deeds. For example, someone who praying was hard for them because maybe they didn't have, they lived in a place where there were no Muslims or their family was not Muslim or nobody was practicing. For that person, praying is hard because nobody else is praying. Right? Compare that to someone who lives in Mecca. Everyone's praying. Right? So the difficulty makes the deed hard. Even though praying in Mecca, the reward of the salah is so much more, but it's easy, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
If in Mecca, you're miskeen if you miss your prayer. Because everybody's praying, the adhan is blaring on the mic, on the loudspeaker. So it's easy. So it's a possibility that someone who's praying in a place where there's no, where it's very difficult to pray, gets way more ajr. Because the scale of deeds measures the difficulty. That's the part of what assigns the weight. The intention, excellent. Someone who is very, like, you know, devoted, very sincere, doing something to please Allah. That will make the deed heavier. Okay? Like the Sahaba who would bring half a date or a few dates for Sadaqah. And the hypocrites would laugh at them. Say, like, what is these few dates going to do in the grand scheme of things, right? And if you think about it, just, you know, purely from a math perspective, from a numbers perspective, what are a few dates in like a pile of Sadaqah, right? It's just not even a meal, right? But the person who was giving those few dates, Allah, the Prophet says that Allah takes this person's sadaqah in his hand and multiplies it, you know, until it is multiplied, you know, to over 700 times. Why? Because the man was so sincere when he was giving his charity. And the man had nothing else to give. That's literally the only thing he could give. So the scale, the deed becomes heavy. And that's the beautiful thing about our religion, that it's not about the number. Because if it's about the number, then most of us will probably not be able to catch up to those who lived in the past. Right? But it's about the quality. Quality is the weight. And that's determined by two main factors, by the way. The intention and the difficulty. The more sincere, the heavier. The more difficult, the heavier the deed. All right. Mawazinuhu would be what? The translation, ya people, would be?
Scales. His scales.
his scales. Hmm? All right. Fa huwa. Fa. So.
He.
So then, and huwa is he. Fi. Fi is in. Aishatin. 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 Aishatin is life. Yes. Aishatin is excellent. Well done, Ismail. Life. Hmm? You know, the word Aisha, the root letters of it is Ain, Ya, and Sheen. If you were to look it up, Ain, Ya, and Sheen, Ain, Ya, and Sheen, you will find many interesting words. Aisha, to live. Hmm? Aisha is one of the masters of it, right? You see that? Life. Excellent, right? Aish is a master, a way of living. Hmm? Isha, a sort of life. Maash, a manner of living. Hmm? Maisha. Hmm? Maisha is a way of living as well. Aish, the one who's living and alive. Well-to-do, prosperous. The feminine of Aish would be what?
Aish.
No, the feminine. The feminine of it would be?
Aish.
Aisha.
No, I was thinking of the Urdu word, Aish.
Oh, Aish, yes, yes, you're right. Alhamdulillah. But the feminine of Aish is Aisha. That's what the name means. Someone who is well-to-do and prosperous. Why would you name your child that? Because you want them to be well-to-do and prosperous. Aisha, for them to have a good life. That's how the Arabs would name the kids. All right. Life radiyatin. Radiyatin. What is radiyatin?
Is it pleasing?
Pleasing or pleasant. Very good. Ahsant. Pleasant or pleasing, right? This radiyatin, the pattern of radiyatin, as you can see, is like what of the family members, family one? It's like the fa'il, the actor. Radiya, radiya, if you exclude the ta, ar-radi, al-fa'il, al-raziq, like that, huh? So it is the one who is pleased. The one who is pleased. But we'll put as pleasant because it's describing the life, right? Pleasant is describing life. Yes or no, people? Life pleasant, i.e. a pleasant life. And as, mashallah, is being pointed out by Ismail and Sister Nadia, that it is a man'ut na'at. Yes or no? All right. Very good. Please translate the ayah in a running translation. فَأَمَّا So, as for man who ثَقُولَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ ثَقُولَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ Translate that for me, please. ثَقُولَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ
As for who? For whose scales are heavy?
Sorry, I should put whose here. Correct. Whose scales are heavy, right? I can exclude his, right? Because whose is there, yes? Mm-hmm. Mm. This is a jumla. This thaqulat mawazinuhu is a jumla.
Failure.
Failure. Fa'il is?
Thaqulat.
Thaqulat. It's the pronoun is hidden pronoun she, but then you can look for an outside file, and what is the outside file?
Mawazi.
Mawazinu, right? Mm. But you're like, well, why is mawazinu the outside file when the pronoun is hidden pronoun she? The answer is scales is treated as a
non-human
plural, singular feminine, and thus thaqulat is going to be singular feminine hidden pronoun she. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as for I think I'm going to say the one who. Is that okay? Because you can translate man as who or the one who, right? It is equivalent to alladhi. Do you remember that? I mentioned that to you in the very onset of studying man. Yes?
Can you say as for those whose scales are heavy?
Right. So, excellent question. See, man could translate, it is similar to alladhi. Whoever or the one who. Now, keep in mind, let me show you something about man. Quickly, man is used for singular or pair or plural. How do you know which one is used for? The context, right? Here, as you can see in the ayah, you're talking about a person, right? His scales, singular, right? Yes or no? Fahuwa, then he. So that's why we take it to be
for the one who.
The one who. Okay. As for the one who, I have to add, whose scales are heavy, fa, then huwa, he. Oh, Sister Nadia asked a very good question. I'll answer that in a sec, Sister Nadia. Then he, fi ishati radiya. Please translate. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ for me.
Then he lives a pleasant life. No. Then his life is pleasant.
So it's literally he is in a pleasant life, right?
Pleasant life.
Why did I add he is in? Because this for huwa fi ishati radiya is a jumla
ismiya,
right? Yes or no? Huwa is your mubtada. He, then fi is your related, mutaalliq bil khabar, related to khabar. There's no khabar. Comes after is he is in a pleasant life. Okay, now the question is, why is it a present tense? So now, one of the things that we'll learn soon, inshallah, once we get into ajrumiya, is something called jumla shartiya, right? Where you have two sentences. You have sentence number one here, man thaqulat mawazinuhu. Sentence number two, which is huwa fi aishati radiya. You with me? Both there, maybe I should change it to, I don't know, a nice green. Okay. So what happens is, this part, if this part happens, then what happens? This part happens, okay? It's like if the yellow sentence happens, then consequence is the green sentence, okay? Ahsanti ya Ismail. Sister Nadia, are you with me? People.
Can you repeat that, please?
This is how a jumla, like a conditional sentence work. And again, we will have more discussion on this, but I think it's important to maybe talk about it now. If yellow is true, then green is true. Do you see that? Now, the interesting thing here is yellow, the jumla, the condition here, becomes present tense, even if the fi'l is used in the past tense. You see that? Even if it's in the past tense, the sentences become in the present tense. That's how, see, logically it will make sense, right? If you just write it, if this is true, then this is true, right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
That's why when you translate it, in fact, the past tense that's used there becomes present in meaning. That's what it's called in Arabic. It's a, you know, lafzan in the word, it is in the past, ma'nan in the meaning, it is present. Does that make sense? You will have more of this, don't worry. Okay, let's quickly finish up. Bi-idhillah. I have how many minutes? I have 1 minute. Allah help me. Translating the green into future, also not the case. We're saying he is, right? He is in a pleasant life. Not necessarily future, it's in present future, same thing, right? Of course, the implication is that he will be in a pleasant life. But also, subhanAllah, the implication the Quran is saying he is in a pleasant life. Either a person who's living right now and working towards making their scales heavy, even in the world, while all the trouble they're going through, they're still in a pleasant life. Because practicing Islam with full devotion gives you khair in the dunya and the akhirah, pleasant life in the world and the next, right? All right. Wow. Does that make sense, Sister Nadia? Walhamdulillah. Wa amma and amma. As for man.
As for
man. Who? Right. The one who as well. No problem. Khaffat. Opposite of thaqulat.
Light.
But please with the pronoun.
He, it, light.
She slash it is was light, right? Mawazinuhu. Mawazinuhu. His scales. Oh goodness! Yes, alhamdulillah. Fa, so then, right? So then, ummuhu. What do you think ummuhu means? His mama. His mother. You know, um means mother, right? It does. That's what the ayah is saying. His mother. Hawiyatun. Hawiyatun is a word that is difficult. Even sometimes I don't remember it, so I have to look it up. What does he say here? All right. Hawiyah, will look up quickly. On Quran corpus. Quran corpus. Hawiyah. Quran dictionary. Ha. Wow. Yeah. Hawa yahwi, which means to fall. It means to desire. Hawiya yahwa is to desire. Okay. And you have hawa yahwi, which is to fall. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. You see that? The star as it goes down. This actually has two meanings. And kind of related. Your desires will make you fall down. You know? SubhanAllah. The Arabs were deep, like philosophers, by the way. They're underrated philosophers. When I say the Arabs, I'm talking about the pre-Islamic Arabs. They were underrated as philosophers. They had some deep thoughts about the reality and the nature of reality. Okay? Okay. فأمه هاوية. هاوية now means literally the one that is falling. But that's one of the names of what? The fire or hell? The pit. Let's call it Hawiya, the pit or a pit. Now, why does Allah use this? I'll explain quickly, but let's quickly translate in a running translation. Please. Can I find the yellow and the green? Wa'amma, where is the yellow? Man khaffat mawazinuhu, right? And then the green is... Where's the green? Ummuhu to the end, right? Excellent. All right. So, as for the one whose scales are light, then his mother is Hawiya, is a pit. Now, what is this implying? Is actually not just mother. Is like the place that you originate in. Of course, you know, all of us originate in our mother, right? In the wombs of our mothers. But the place that you belong to, right? It's the place that you belong to. Okay? So the implication here is that the fire of hell will be the place that this person belongs in. And Hawiya is the place that's low and fallen. Right? From Hawa, which means to fall. Okay? I.e. His abode is in a deep place in hell. And then the next ayah says what? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. Right? Do you know what this is? نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. So it's like, you know, this expression is used to set up the next part of the ayah. And the word here is used metaphorically. Okay? Of course, it doesn't mean that a person's mother is, you know, it's not literally to be taken. It's not, no one's ever taken this literally, right? That's a false understanding of it, right? But what it means is that person belongs in the fire of hell, just like a baby belongs in the womb of their mother. It's like that's their place that they're going to be at. You get it? Inshallah. Okay. جزاكم الله خيرا. We are a little over time. Alhamdulillah, we were able to finish. Alhamdulillah, I hope you start to see how these things are connected. By the way, man is your ism mausul. Yes. And thaqulat mawazinuhu is your... is the sila. Very good. I'm going to just change this into like a red here. Right? And then man again is your ism mausul. And then khaffat mawazinuhu is your what? Sila. Make sense? All right, barakallahu feekum, jazakum Allah khairan. That was good. Alhamdulillah, we got some practice of our conjugation. We got some practice of our translation. Walhamdulillah. I will see you all on Monday, inshallah, when we will be doing the Quran study. Please read a little bit of Surah Baqarah ahead of time so that when we come, you are ready to rumble, inshallah. Okay. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But yeah.